friends and our therapists. This is Yujung, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals, as well as growing our online businesses. Welcome to the podcast, and let's dive in. Hello, friends. I am here today to talk all about giving free or cheap labor to people and how that relates to savior complex and how that actually feeds into savior complex, really. So we have this kind of belief. A lot of us have this belief that we need to give free labor. We need to help people for free. We need to help people or give away our services for very cheap. And we have this belief, and we actually kind of expect this from ourselves and also from other helpers as well, other therapists or art therapists especially. So we have this expectation, and so we are very vulnerable to this tendency to glorify free labor, free or cheap labor. And also, we tend to get in the trap of savior complex, right? To have savior complex, to act from it. So we are especially, we as helpers, specifically therapists and art therapists, I don't think that we do have this type of kind of expectation for everybody else, other types of helpers, but especially for therapists and art therapists, we are vulnerable to this tendency to glorify free labor, right? So I think this is a really important thing to talk about, right? So I want to take you guys to this moment in time, long while ago, I would say, 2020. I was in the middle of launching my group program, which was amazing. A lot of people joined and it was really exciting. I don't know exactly when, before we closed the doors, I don't know, or right after we closed the doors, who knows. But sometime around there when I was launching, I got a random email from someone saying that she is a teacher or something and she's teaching people for free at this time because everybody's having a difficult time. And that she said that I should be doing the same too. So giving away the group for free, whatever. And so this was a time after the pandemic happened. So after the pandemic happened, I launched the group program. So this person emailed me about it. So when I first got the email, it was funny. I actually laughed because it was just kind of really random and kind of absurd, because who is this person? Kind of like brandishing their rule stick, you know, yardstick, and then be like, hey, policing people about what they should be doing for their services or their labor, right? But I thought it was funny. But I actually wrote this down in my notebook because I wanted to talk about it, because what she was saying was stemming from a belief that a lot of us actually have. A lot of us are therapists and helpers have. Like this belief that we should give away our services for free. In this case, the extreme version, which is like really just do it for free, for nothing. But for other instances, it's about giving it away for very, very cheap. So yeah, so there is this expectation that people need to work for free. That was very odd to me. Like, to me, that was like, what is this belief? Like, what is this rule about giving away your labor for free? And I noticed that this is something so common. Like, this belief tends to be among us in this field. So I'm here today in this episode to tell you that there is no glory and honor in working for free and not being able to meet your own needs and your family's needs, right? There is no glory and honor in doing that. There is no glory and honor in free labor and not being able to meet your own needs. Because, and I'm putting that phrase, not being able to meet your own needs, too, because that's also what comes with working for free indiscriminately, right? Working for free because you think you should do it. because that's what people do. That's what helpers do. That's what's expected of you. Just like what the teacher was saying in the email, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with working for free, right? There's nothing wrong with volunteering your time and energy, right? When it's totally aligned with you, when you have met all your own needs, when your business is booming, and when your life is awesome, right? And you can do that. You have the capacity to do that, and you are willing to do that. You are coming from a place of total pure love, and you are not compromising anything, and you are not sacrificing anything. But what happens is, when you are working for free, when you are giving away free labor, then you are actually, a lot of the times, people are not meeting their own needs when they're doing that, especially through their business. If you are working for free in your business, most likely you're not able to meet your own needs. It is often in conflict. You know, there is no glory in you not being able to take care of your own needs. That is not something amazing. That's not something to glorify, right? Yeah. So volunteering is awesome. I'm not saying that's bad. No. I think the problem is that we indiscriminately expect everyone, helpers and ourselves who are helpers, to work for free and give out our labor for free or very cheap, because it actually comes from a place of believing in savior complex, right? And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about the savior complex here. So the reason why glorifying free labor is problematic is because of savior complex, right? And so, yeah, I believe that expecting people to work for free or very low cost is very dangerous to suggest to people, especially for helpers, because that's just what they do for their living. And to say that you need to give away your labor and not get paid for it, it's like, are you sure you're going to be okay doing that, right? Because everybody has to make a living, right? So sometimes it's a little bit unfortunate when helpers have these expectations of other helpers, right? We ourselves are our therapists or therapists, and we expect others to do the same thing. Kind of like that teacher who was emailing me. Teacher is also a server, right? A helper in a way. And she also expected other people or therapists, someone like me, to do the same thing. That's problematic, but also I think that a lot of the times we have this expectation of ourselves. It's a self-expectation, right? That we think that we need to offer something for free to people. Or in other situations, it comes out when maybe like a senior center or facility asks for your service, but they can't pay you what you charge. So you just do it for free or very, very cheap, right? And even when we are running an online business and we are answering people's questions, perhaps in the DMs, via email, and we feel like we have to do the labor for people, we have to answer their questions, we have to do the research for them to provide the answer for them, that's emotional labor. That's actually physical labor too, and that you are giving away for free, right? It's not a problem if it's like you got like so many hours during the day, you have nothing to do, but you probably have a lot of things to do and you are providing this free emotional and physical labor online. And that's not helpful because, you know, I'm here to look out for your well-being. You are here to look out for your own well-being and needs. You need to take care of that first too, right? And then when you have things left over, you can do that. You can take care of all those questions. But I think that, yeah, self-expectation. Like, we have this expectation that we need to give out free labor for some reason. Yeah. So what I believe is that we as helpers need to be paid for our valuable services. Right. That's what you deserve. You got to be paid. Your services are valuable, right? You know, some of us, we want to give back to our community. We want to volunteer. You know, as I said before, you can totally do that when you are so happy and you've met all your needs, right? But why do we have this idea that we have to volunteer through our own businesses? Business is business. It is not a volunteering operation unless you have a nonprofit. And even if you have a nonprofit, you have to also meet your own needs too. So I always think that volunteering can happen outside of your business and work. Actually, it's really nice to separate them too. I mean, why mix the two? Why mix volunteering and business? Because it can get really messy if you do that. So I really recommend people just volunteer outside of your business. Because if you do so, you are doing it out of pure love when you have met your own needs through your business and through your life. And you have this capacity to actually volunteer from a place of pure love and givingness. But when we do mix up business and free labor at the same time, it can get really messy and our boundaries become really vague and your work consumes you and you don't have a personal life. So speaking of boundaries, I think it's important to, you know, when we are talking about labor, we need to really put clear boundaries, especially when we have trouble meeting our own physical and emotional and mental needs. So to honor them is important. To honor our boundaries is important. To take care of yourself first and meet your own needs first is so, so important, because when you are not meeting your own needs, how can you help other people? How can you give? How can you serve? Right? It does not work that way, right? When we are depleted, when we do not have energy, when we are neglecting ourselves and burnt out and we are sacrificing ourselves, no good comes out of that for sure. No good can be created from that. Your family will not be helped by you when you are burnt out and neglecting yourself. Your community will not be benefiting from you if you are burnt out and neglecting and have no energy, right? We, as the family member, as a friend of you, as the community member who live among you, right? We want the brightest, happiest, and the most energetic you. We want you playing the highest level in your own life, shining the brightest. And so for you to do that, you gotta be compensated. You gotta be paid for your amazing professional service. There's so much honor in your service, so much honor in being paid for your professional service. That's a beautiful thing, because when you are being paid, you are able to meet your own needs. You are able to raise your family. You are able to take care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally as well. And also you are able to take care of your own community members or extended family and friends. It's amazing what things can be accomplished when you are being paid. It's like, no duh, right? Yeah, you are being paid. Amazing things can happen. All right, so yeah, somehow we have this idea that if you work with clients, we have to bend over backwards for them. We have to give free sessions. We have to have free clients. And also in extension of that, to always be available, to always be accessible to everybody and anybody. Do you know what this is called? Do you know what that is called? That belief that you have got to give away things, you got to have free clients, you don't always be available, always be accessible, bend over backwards, sacrifice yourself, never think about yourself as a priority. That's called savior complex, right? So savior complex, that's the root of this, right? The glorification of free labor is actually coming from that concept of savior complex that a lot of us have. So I searched around this on the internet, So if you have a saver complex, you might experience these things. They said, you only feel good about yourself when you help someone. And another one is, you believe helping others is your purpose. And also, you expend so much energy trying to fix others that you end up burning out. Yeah, so saver complex does lead to burning out. And your value, your purpose comes from helping others. Basically, it's this need to save people by fixing their problems. Fixing their problems includes people needing your service, right? People having questions for you, or people have difficulty finding their own therapist because of cost or their financial situation, things like that. Yeah, so the underlying belief of people who have savior complex is that they believe that they believe that it is a noble thing to do, to sacrifice yourself and give away things, give away your help to help others no matter what. They do that because it's a noble thing to do, quote unquote noble. They believe that they are somehow better than others because they help people all the time without getting anything back. Right? So that's the thing, helping people all the time without getting anything back. That's the essence of this. That's the essence of what the teacher was suggesting for me. You should be helping people all the time without getting anything back. And my question is, you are human, and how can you not get anything back? Right? And survive and live and be happy. We are all human. We all have needs and we all have to meet them. Yeah. Another little example that I want to give, that I can get into in detail in another episode because it's such a big kind of layered thing, is jumping in when a client can't pay for your services, right? If someone says, or we even just think about it too, it's not even like people come to you and say like, oh, I can't pay you, but it's just that we think that they can't pay us almost. Even if that never happens, nobody brings it up. So in situations where clients can't pay, we jump in and we try to save the client by bending over backwards, by not taking care of our own needs and not being paid adequately. So that is a savior complex as well, right? Savior complex around payment, right? Very related to what I'm talking about, free labor, cheap labor, things like that. The problem with savior complex is that you can't save someone. And that is just the fact, because you are not them. We can try to feed someone. We can try to scoop up their cereal for them. But if they don't eat it themselves, what can we do? Because we are not them. We are not the person eating the meal. We are not the person doing the things in their life. We cannot be them, ultimately. All right? So they can only save themselves and take responsibility for their own life. So ultimately, it is up to them. And I know as helpers, we are helping them and guiding them. But at the end of the day, it is up to them to make that decision, to take the action, do whatever they need to do to, you know, live a life, get better. And that's a beautiful thing, right? It means that no one else is in control of other people's lives. You are in control of your own life. And when you are letting other people do the things for you, because you believe you can't do it or you are not taking responsibility, then you are giving up that power to other people, right? And so let's think of this from the perspective of the client, right? If a client needs help and they have a problem, they are the ultimate ones who can solve whatever they're dealing with. We are just there to give them what they need, like the tips, the advice, or the space, the presence, right? When things are right, when they need them, and when the situation is right, and when you are okay with giving it, right? When everything works and aligns, you are not the person, you the helper is not the person to problem solve whatever they're dealing with. They are the one who ultimately has the power to solve what they are dealing with. So when we are sacrificing ourselves and bending over backwards to help someone because of savior complex, we are robbing them, the clients, the people who are receiving our help, of their own agency, of their own ability, capacity, of their own power to problem solve what's going on in their own life, in their life, right? So never, never labor for someone, especially for free. And don't we have the saying too, like, you should never be working harder than your clients, right? I think therapists shouldn't be working harder than your clients. No. Because of the same reason, because clients have their power and ultimate responsibility for their own life. We cannot live their life for them. So on that note, never labor for someone, especially for free, because you deserve to be paid. Being paid for your service is a very equal, very awesome and amazing thing to do, right? It means that the person who's paying you is receiving more than what they have paid. That's how payments work, right? You never pay for something that's equal to the amount that you are paying, because if it's equal to the amount you are paying, that object is equal, or object or service is equal to the amount of money that you are paying, then no one will pay for it. You will not be paying for something that is equal to the amount of money you have. I don't know if that makes sense. So like if you have $5 and you have a glass of lemon water that you can buy with $5, if the glass of lemon water was not more than $5, you would not be paying it. If it was, the cost of it was $5 exactly, and that's all you had in your money, in your pocket, you will not be paying for it because it's equal to the money you have right now. Then you will just keep your money, right? If the thing that you receive for in exchange for your money is not more than what you pay for, you will never pay for that because you would rather keep your cash. So hopefully that makes sense. I know I can get into detail about that in another episode about payments and all that stuff. But I want to keep it to free labor today, like glorifying free labor. You never have to give away free labor when it doesn't suit you, when it's not meeting your own needs, right? When it is hindering you from meeting your own needs. Because when you are not meeting your own needs, how can you really help someone, right? That is not really help when you are sacrificing. That is not really help, right? That doesn't work out really well because nobody benefits from you who are burnt out and neglected and not the happiest, right? So thanks for listening. I hope that this episode gives you that permission to charge for your labor and also not give away free labor. Also be very mindful of not bending over backwards, because I know that we have a tendency to do that because we are good-hearted people. We love to help, but we cannot do that in the expense of meeting our own needs. All right. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next time. Remember, you are important. Bye.